Headline: GameStop's Ryan Cohen is unfollowing Bitcoiners en masse. Published at 11:52 a.m., August 8, 2025. Social media took notice yesterday when the CEO of the world's second largest meme stock after Tesla itself, GameStop's Ryan Cohen, suddenly unfollowed all Bitcoin accounts on X. His decision cast shade on David Bailey's conference account, which has hosted keynotes by U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. The decision is notable given that GameStop currently owns 4,710 BTC, worth about $550 million, just one-third the amount that the company had hoped to buy since April. Despite its 4,710 Bitcoin purchase, skeptics have been underwhelmed with Cohen's level of investment. Pointing out his unenthusiastic tone and lack of passion, critics called him worthless, non-Bitcoin, and an idiot. They also nicknamed him Rug Pull Ryan to point out his share price's 80% decline from its all-time high. Specifically, Bitcoiners believed that Cohen was going to emulate Michael Saylor's sales of bonds to acquire additional BTC. Although Cohen did sell off his GameStop bonds, he didn't purchase BTC with the majority of those proceeds. Ryan Cohen was supposed to buy more Bitcoin. GameStop raised $1.48 billion from bond sales in April, saying the company intended to fund BTC purchases and corporate operations with those proceeds. However, Cohen only spent about one-third of those proceeds on actual BTC. Cohen has refused to follow up on that single May 28th purchase announcement. Read more. Is a GameStop-style gamma squeeze fueling Bitcoin's rally? Cohen's obstinance, despite his April promise, infuriated many Bitcoiners. In fact, the company last reported more than $6.3 billion in cash, cash equivalents, and short-term investments. Yet it hasn't even purchased the BTC it has guided since April. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com